Okay, so we're talking about the fires in Turkey, and joining us on the line from Turkey, we have two guests. The first from Ankara, that's Yusuf Alabarda, a retired Turkish colonel and security analyst at the Turkish Defense University. Our second guest is Ceylan Özgül, a Turkey and Middle East political analyst and commentator, talking to us live this morning from Istanbul. Yusuf and Ceylan, to both of you, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yusuf, let's start with you. Is the Turkish government looking at the possibility of sabotage and terrorism as being the source of the fires?
Yeah, because the fires has started from the eastern Anatolia, from the city of El Aziz, and all the way the Mediterranean to the Aegean Sea and all to the border of Greece. So when you take a look at to the distance between those forest fires, it ranges more than 1,200 kilometers. So it has started more than 125 spots all of a sudden. For that reason, Turkey always giving a possibility of a sabotage to the forest fires, because in the previous years, we know that PKK terrorist organizations set fire in many different places of the Turkey, especially at the forest fires. For this reason, there is a possibility of a sabotage. But let me remind you, because of the climate changes, we know that in many different parts of the world also, we are witnessing a huge forest fires. For this reason, there hadn't been an official declaration so far, but we will see in the next coming days what will happen.
Do you think that the criticism of the Turkish government is warranted, that irrespective of who started the fires, whether it's sabotage or whether it's something else, that they've been inadequate in their response?
Okay. We should talk with the numbers, and we should talk about with the official data. For this reason, I want to give you some information from the European Union webpage. It's an information system fighting for forest fires. For this reason, when you take a look at to the European Union's that forest fire info systems, Turkey is the country who is reacting to the forest fires under 14 minutes in the Europe. So it is very successful for fighting the forest fires, because we have even some data from the European Union forest fire information systems. According to the to these forest fire systems, in 2011 and 2019, the data shows that Turkey is reacting to the forest fire systems efficiently and effectively. For this reason, I do not think that the Turkish government is reacting to the forest fires in a late. Why people are discussing that issue so immensely in Turkey? It is because there is an institution in Turkey, Türk Hava Kurumu, Turkish Aviation Foundation, that they have some firefighting planes. And the Minister of Agriculture are renting these planes from that institution. But since a couple of years, because of these planes are not efficient enough in fighting with the forest fires, because they are made above in 1960s technologies, the Turkish Minister of Agriculture hired planes from the Russia, and more than 45 helicopters, three amphibious airplanes. And there is always a discussion in Turkey between the seculars and between the ruling government in every issue. And they have started to discuss that the ruling government is not hiring those planes from that institution, because that institution was founded by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the Turkish Republic. So that government, the ruling government, does not want to hire that planes from that institutions. But when we take a look at to the reality is not like this, because 45 helicopters, who is fighting with the forest fires since last week. It's huge amount when you compare it with the European countries. For example, when you take a look at the France, Italy, Spain, the number of the helicopters and the airplanes are not less than those countries, but they are discussing the issue ideologically. For this reason, I do not think that the Turkish government is not fighting with the forest fires, especially when you take a look at to the European forest fire information systems data.
Okay. Now, we welcome to the program our second guest from Istanbul, Cilan Özgul, a Turkey and Middle East political analyst and commentator. Cilan, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam, and thank you for having me.
What's your thoughts on the theory that these fires are part of sabotage, and also your thoughts on whether the government is doing enough to combat the fires?
Of course, a big part of the fires are also, I think, are sabotaged by the PKK terrorist organization. It's not the first time that they are lighting our forest alight on fire. This is not the first time they are doing it. They even have a group which they call the Children of Fire, which is only dedicated to starting fires in Turkey, basically. So, of course, much of these are sabotages. It's undeniable fact that the world is, because of the global warming, everywhere in the world, there are fires right now. I mean, even in the United States, there have been tens of fires only last week. So it's an undeniable fact that we will see more and more fires every single year if we don't change this global warming. But, unfortunately, there is a but. We cannot also say that we have been combating our fires as efficiently as we could. Yes, we hired planes from Russia. We have help from Azerbaijan, Iran. But, you know, it doesn't, as a matter of fact, when you look at the results, we still have hundreds of thousands of acres of land and animals burned, hundreds of thousands of animals, livestock burned to death. So, I mean, it wouldn't be honest to say we have been fighting our fires as efficiently as we should have. Last week, when Turkey had a little more than 120 wildfires started all over Turkey, Greece also had a little more than 40 fires started, and they were able to control these fires by these planes that the Minister of Forestry decided are archaic and will not be efficiently used. There's a difference between the Russian planes and the planes that these are very old, yes, from the 70s, from 60s, but it doesn't make them too old to be used. What they are good for is they are smaller planes, so they can be used better in places like Turkey, Greece, coastal areas where the area is too mountainous and very difficult for larger planes, which are carrying 12,000 kilos of water, which are very, very big. It's very difficult for them to extinguish those fires because Russian planes are a little inefficient. They cannot sortie close enough to the coast, to these fires. That's why they leave the water a little higher and it evaporates until it touches the fire. When we come to helicopters are very, very efficient in urban fires. But unfortunately, in big forest fires like this, which have been started in multiple areas, not just in one single area, they spread the fire because of the wind they create in a forest fire. So that's one unfortunate result of the helicopters. So I don't think there is any misconduct. You know, I don't think there is any, I don't think they mean anything bad by not fixing these old planes and using them before these fires started. But this has been an experience to us that if we are going to buy new planes to fight wildfires, we need to buy smaller planes, not the bigger planes like the Russia provided us. For example, recently we received the same planes that we are not using at the moment from Spain, and they are efficiently fighting our fires. So it means that those kind of smaller planes are better to use in our coastal areas, in our forest areas.
Now, Yusuf,
I don't think there is a problem of ideology here to not use those planes. But I think there's been an inexperience. I think there's a lack of experience in not using them, because when we look at the result, we have just burned to ground. Everything is burned. So I don't think we efficiently fought our fires.
You saw very quickly when Israel was struggling with fires, Turkey helped them. They sent firefighters. Has Israel indicated whether it's willing to help Turkey now in its hour of need?
Yeah, Israel offered a help, but probably so far there is no officially declared organized help from Israel. Because the diplomatic relations so far in between Turkey and Israel may change with the new government, but probably for the forest fires that Turkey didn't get any help from Israel. But the day before yesterday or yesterday, Mr. President Erdogan thanked to more than 25 countries, including the Israel, because they have offered help to Turkey. For this reason, so far, Turkey didn't get any help from Israel officially.
Finally then, Gilan, this whole fire crisis, does it put Erdogan under pressure? Is he likely to lose some support?
Maybe momentarily. Maybe just for now, until the fires are all extinguished, which will happen, I mean, as soon as the temperatures drop, of course. Every single government is affected by natural disasters like this, of course, like every single government in the entire world would be affected by something like this. Of course, these are the times a lot of people, thousands of people, lose their homes and livestock, so of course they will be angry. But I think for this one especially, I'm seeing something from the government we haven't seen in the other natural disasters in the recent years. They reacted very fast in trying to compensate financially what people in the area have lost. So that's a very good part that they played. And only 3 days after the fire started, which had been going on more than 6 days, by the way, Erdogan went to those areas. And he met with the public, which also resonated well with the public. So I think he handled the situation quite well on his behalf. I may not say the same about the Minister of Forestry, but Erdogan himself, as the president, I think he himself handled the situation pretty well.
Yusuf and Gilan, shukran to you both for your time. Really appreciate it.
Ma'a salama.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.